All I'm saying is, you'll never hear the craft beer guy ask you to hold his beer before doing something stupid. This is the perfect pour.
That's so true. I never thought about that before.
Mm-hmm. They'll do it while holding their beer.
Yep. There you go.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. That was a crowler getting opened. I hope you could tell if you're an astute listener. Strained your ear to know that was a crowler being opened. The Nick 80 is here.
Hi.
Matt, the Bearded Brewer, a.k.a. Bearded Brewer 87, is here.
I'm here.
And this week's special guest, friend of the show, may hold the record for guest appearances. I'm not really sure.
Research team, get on that.
This guy might be the guy that would be maybe writing this down. Scotty B.
Wasn't there a guy cataloging all of our guests?
I thought that was Scotty B.
Okay, so I wasn't cataloging your guests. I was cataloging
Gateway beers.
Gateway beers.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I thought about that, actually, and that's going to be a project for someday when I'm, like, bedridden, like, really sick or injured. I'm just going to sit there. I have a spreadsheet started.
You're making plans to what you assume one day you'll be bedridden at some point. You're like, here's one thing I'll be doing.
Hey, things happen. It could happen. So that's my plan. So I already have it started, though. I got the Excel file, and it's already got a few of them in there. You guys don't delete. Like, you have it all the way back to your first one.
Yeah,
right?
You can go back there. We don't mark, mirror, and put up a paywall. There you go. Although we should.
Yes.
Or at least make it for the patrons can only hear the back.
I have found with his show, everything I've wanted to listen to is on YouTube.
Oh. Producer Becky gives Mark Maron money.
Whoa.
So
what's up with that?
She has access to all the Mark Maron stuff.
Where's our producer, Becky money?
I don't know.
Maybe she just lets us do this.
Yeah, yep. That's her thing. That's her producing. if you're new to the show, what we're going to do is we're going to drink beer. We're going to talk about stories related to craft beer. We're going to give you some beers maybe you should be looking out for, some releases that we think would be interesting to look out for. And we're also going to listen to our listeners call us during the voicemail, the most robust voicemail segment in podcasting.
Oh.
And so there, get ready, settle in. Here we go. We have a beer open now. It is a Pine and Palm Brewing Crowler, and the name is related to the show Taco Party Pills. Now, is it Scotty B, do you know, or maybe Nick may know, since you're a regular at Pine and Palm. Did he just write this on this because he knew this was going to the show, or is this really called Taco Party Pills?
This is the official name.
That's the official. I can check into this.
It is, actually. And it's the first one that comes up. It's on the chalkboard of Wall.
Nice.
That thing, you know, the menu
board. At the Pine and Palms.
At the established
draft list.
Or their palette.
Mm-hmm.
Palette board.
Palette board. Palette chalkboard. Yep. It's real. It's official.
Wow. And named after a famous episode of The Perfect Pour.
The fable told by the Bearded Brewer.
Yes, the fable, Taco Party fable. Bearded Brewer has no comment to that.
Folklore.
He doesn't want to restart anything.
Fresno folklore.
One day there was a taco party in town. You can just guess which kind of taco party it was, whenever you want it to be. We can all make up the story in our head now at this point. So, yes, we have a Taco Party Pills, a beer named after something related to the show.
Yes.
I'm assuming Roger didn't just like come up with Taco Party.
No,
he said
it was inspired by Matt's parable of tacos.
It's pretty. We've ascended to getting names. Well, that's the second one at Pine and Palm that's show related.
So far, yeah.
We've got two.
He's the only one stepping up with our
brilliant
beer names.
Full circle. Tauga. Tauga is like, it's like dealing with a government agency over there. You can't get through that red tape to get a name in there.
Damn it.
I would think so. Full Circle and the House of Pendragon are only shot outside of Pine and Palm. Yeah. So Roger's our only hope right now. I ran into Roger this past weekend.
Wow.
Oso de Oro Park.
Did you get his autograph?
Yeah, I was too nervous.
Yeah.
He was with his family, you know. I can't
interrupt him.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt him.
Did you far away selfie him?
Like, yeah, I was like, look, I'm with Roger. He's a guy from the Frisbee article.
Me and Roger just hanging out 30 feet away from each other.
I'm enjoying this taco party pills, though.
It's good.
I like it. It doesn't taste like tacos, though. But I could picture.
I'm assuming nobody's going to want the taco flavoring.
The beer doesn't taste like the flavors that are in the name.
You should have added some of those packets of Lowry's taco seasoning, maybe. Nice.
That's a Scott. There's Scotty Beezer Echo for you, Roger.
This is not Doritos.
Rim the glass with that.
Lime salt.
Oh.
What about lime salt?
Yeah, like lime salt. Like rim the glass with lime salt and Lowry's taco seasoning.
Wonder how these would pair with tacos. Mm. This would pair with tacos.
Unfortunately, tacos are not included with purchase.
Yeah, we never did get that taco assistant we've been looking for.
Or they were and you ate them.
Or were they?
We also, right before the show and during our tailgate session, we had a Strand Brewing Company first time in a can. Atticus IPA. Strand is from Los Angeles area. They've always had a couple beers at Fig Tree here in bottles, and then I saw this in a can, and I was like, "Yeah, all right." I was searching for something new, and it's like a lager to me. It's almost like a pale lager. It's very not what I'm expecting to be a Los Angeles IPA. To taste like.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that's an APA.
It was not West Coast by any means.
Mm-mm. I think if you're from the East Coast and you don't like West Coast beer and you come to LA, go ahead and have a Strand because you'll be all right. You'll be happy.
Right there. That's it.
And we also had, Nick and I have had this before, but Matt hadn't had it.
It was so good.
Matt liked this one.
The White Oak?
On Oak.
The Cigar City.
Not in, not behind, but on.
On White Oak.
Scotty B, any comments?
I really like that, too. It kind of reminded me of something I had from the brewery a while back. Their local red. It's like a red IPA that's aged in virgin oak barrels. It has that fresh oak taste.
But what does it mean to be on oak?
Well, it's kind of like if you're on acid and you start seeing things, but they're actually there. The oak is actually
it's physically there. It's not your brain.
That's what it means.
That's what it means.
That's whoa. That's
oak, low-grade acid.
Whoa, man, this oak is trippy.
There are chunks of wood that you could put into a fermentation vessel.
I was hoping that's what was supporting the fermentation vessel.
See, maybe that, yeah, it's just on a fermenter's just on oak.
It's just sitting on a pile of oak.
White oak.
Structurally sound.
White oak. Because you could taste that it's white.
Nice 4x12 header of white oak.
So that is that. Now let's get into some culture. What you got for culture?
Beer. It's over.
Beer's over. That's from Nick.
If you want it.
Matt.
Oh, okay.
That was all Nick had. So.
it was announced on today or this week that Alpine will be coming out with cans.
So wait.
Hot, but I thought they're not Alpine making beer.
Doesn't exist anymore.
They're down. They were down for maintenance. Come on. Stick with the times. For
maintenance. Quote unquote.
Maintenance.
So they have Willie's Wheat Ale, which sounds terrible.
Yeah. Agreed.
Then they have Truck Trail Ale. which is the worst name ever, but it's an American pale ale. So I'm excited to look for that
one.
Sounds like
early looking out.
Hyper local name.
Truck Trail.
Truck Trail.
Did you go up the Truck Trail?
I'm guessing that's a four-wheel drive trail somewhere by
Probably.
Alpine.
If it drinks hoppy, I don't care what it is.
Secret fishing hole trail.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we get to see that.
That's my news.
All right. Nick, do you have any more?
I can't believe the Bearded Brewer didn't see that Libertine in San Luis open today.
Soft opening.
Oh, he's up.
Opening's soft opening. Happening. Opening's opening.
Soft happening,
he sir. He had a bottle of Cantillon sitting on the counter, and he was like, I'm really excited about this soft opening. And it's true, but you got to know a guy to get in there during a soft opening.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we know enough guys.
I'm excited for when it gets hard, when it's a hard
opening. I love hard openings.
That's what I'm going.
Hard openings?
I think it goes from soft opening to hard launch.
Oh. Hard launch. I wait for the hard launch.
Man, can't take you guys anywhere.
But I am taking my dad there. I took my dad there once when it was under construction, and he really liked it. So he wants to go back.
Well, I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo in a week.
Ooh, is that the Madonna Inn?
Yeah, Madonna Inn. Slow Brew Fest on the Friday.
Send us photos of the records at Boo Boo's so that way we can tell you if we need anything.
All right.
Yes. And
just photo every rack.
Yep.
You need anything in this one? No.
And then
I'll go live on Instagram. Instagram live, and then you guys can comment.
And if you could fill my Central Coast Brewing growler with Monterey Street, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, okay.
That gold medal winning.
Oh.
And silver medal winning
Monterey Street. That's all? Oh, okay.
I'd forever be thankful.
I'll see what I can do.
Word up.
That's not the answer that I wanted.
Also find tacos.
I really mean see what I can do, though.
Okay.
Tacos. Central Coast. You just love them Central Coast tacos.
Actually,
you got to bring me back some Central Coast tacos, bro.
My honest favorite tacos are the Smokehouse Tacos in Cayucas. Those are some epic tacos.
I don't know.
If you're looking for a coastal taco.
Is that a place, Smokehouse Tacos? Yes. Or?
Yeah, it's walk-in only. No restaurant, just a walk-up counter.
Yeah.
A few chairs outside. And just a big billow of smoke coming up. From sun up to sundown. Pork, fish, shrimp. What do you want?
Pork butts.
You got some pork butts.
Sounds like a place that Chew needs to work at.
Does he make smoked tacos?
He smokes butts, that's for sure.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Hey-o.
What else?
Are you ready for World Beer Camp? I almost said beer
camp. Whoa.
Yep.
World.
Sierra Nevada?
It's a thing.
They're doing a world beer camp?
They're bored with the U.S.
Well, not enough breweries to work with.
And they're not talking Canada.
They've had it.
Had it. Camping with American brewers? Had it.
Ooh, 12-pack for $25.
Oh, well, I think that's about what it was last year.
Damn it.
Seems like.
Duval. Your favorite Duval.
Uh-oh. Owners of several, partial owners of Firestone.
Yeah.
So you mean Firestone's in there?
Kansas City one that nobody.
Is it Imperial 805?
That shall go on there.
Imperial unnamed. White Oak aged 805.
805 on White Oak. Yes. And whatnot.
So it's a mix. It is U.S. breweries and world breweries. Anger. Boneyard.
St. Anger.
Fuller's.
All Metallica.
Fuller's from beers. London.
Oh, from London.
From London. Garage Project from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Kiyuchi Brewery from Japan.
I've heard of Garage Project, though.
Mikiller.
Never heard of
him. Nope, never. Oh, San Diego Brewery?
Yeah. This is their Denmark branch.
Oh,
and the brewery from California. the brewery. So, yes, it's a smorgasbord of breweries this year.
Well, look out for it. If any Sierra Nevada reps, Mario, wants to come on the show and bring us the whole 24-pack, or what is it? Wait, is it 12? It's 12-pack.
12. It's only 24 if you go to Costco.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can make a 24-pack. I can make 24-pack. I can make a 24-pack by 3 o'clock.
Got your Gorilla duct tape. Toe.
I can get your toe. Yeah, Gorilla tape.
Get some Gorilla duct tape. There
you go, 24-pack.
Ass wipe. Oh, is this what you
34
wanted?
Bucks. Use a lot of tape.
That's actually a deal.
Oh, wait. No, never mind.
And what else did I have? Oh, the Frez Yes Fest is coming up.
Nobody cares.
Okay. What about, I saw all the cool brewers.
All the cool brewers are going to Frez Yes.
No, they're checking into the Selma Brew Fest.
Whoa.
That's
right. What the hell is this?
I was hoping you were going to mention that one.
All the cool brewers are doing it. That's all you need to know.
What is the Selma Brew Fest?
The Brew Fest in Selma.
Ugh. No, I mean, a beer fest. Don't say brew fest.
Oh, that's right. You don't like brews.
Oh, come on, God. Let's have like a brew. Somebody's like nails on a chalkboard.
You don't want to chug a brew?
No.
Bro.
Stop saying that.
Brew bros.
It only sounds proper when you're talking about actually brewing something.
The verb, not the noun, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So you don't like the past tense of...
So no brew for you.
No. How about that new brew?
Ugh. Are you getting the list up, Nick?
How about you shut up?
I am trying to. What do you know about it, Scotty B? Why did you... What made you sign up to go to this?
What I know is the best brewery in the world is going to be there, and that's Zach's Brewing.
Oh.
Yes. I know they don't have a location or anything, but they're still the best.
I heard.
I know a guy there.
I would say this is, we can talk about it because I saw it in the B, or no, I saw it in the business show, whatever. They're looking in the culture arts / mural district for a spot. You guys. Oh, geez. Sorry, Paul.
I guess it's time to open another beer.
Wow. Oh, so you're saying you could read, huh? That's what you're trying to tell us?
What I thought you were going to be in that business journal.
I never got the phone call.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Jerks.
Now they're jerks.
Whoa. That was wet. That was a wet open.
That's what she said.
Don't have a buffer for that.
I love gold.
But then what?
So this event page isn't giving me much information about what's going on. It just says April 8th.
Has beer.
12 to 7. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm looking at your guys' Warthogs event page.
Yeah, that's just to get pourers, people to volunteer to pour.
Volunteer. This, what we just opened, is from Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a Phoenix suburb, which is like the ritzy Phoenix suburb. Goldwater Brewing Desert Rose Cactus Ale, and it is a rose color. Now going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial.
Does it have thorns?
Does it have large talons?
Because every
rose has thorns, right? Oh, yeah. Is this the cactus one? Or
that's not? What I hear.
Yes,
it has needles then too. Not just thorns, needles. Thorns and needles. Don't mess with that, Rose.
Needles and pins and needles and pins.
All right, everyone's getting their beer.
I don't know what's going on in this beer.
It is super rosy. We should have had this before Valentine's Day now. A
whole lot of roses.
This is a Valentine's-looking beer.
Cold water. Did you have to get this at the auction?
You know where that came from, don't you?
Where did this come from, Scotty B?
Good old Chew.
Get out, chew your beer. Was he in Arizona? I'm sure we're going to hear about it later. So,
and it is primed for the ABV game. However,
oh yeah, he covered it up, didn't he?
No, I covered it up. Oh. I can't participate, but I wanted you guys to enjoy this.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I could remember within a percent.
Guessing 4.8. Peter Burr.
Actually, I can't remember it all now, but go ahead.
5.8.
Nick.
6.8.
Who won?
Take off the tape.
Oh.
Because I really don't remember. Oh, you can
do that. Well, you're supposed to be the judge if you're not playing.
Winner without going over would be Mikey. Actual percentage, 5.3.
I'm getting better. Good I'm job. Getting within a few.
Dude, if your forte is cactus beers, that's cool.
It's not. Okay? I don't know cactus beers. Don't say that. Now the beer geek community is going to know me as a cactus beer guy. I don't want that.
Go back to your cactus beers, bro.
Oh, no! But I don't like cactus beers like you, man. I'm cool like you.
Beer truck shows up tomorrow. Guy with a hand truck. Where do you want them?
What is this? What do you mean?
We heard you like cactus beer.
No, take these back.
No.
Did anyone see you come here? Go.
Everybody sent you their cactus beer.
No. Oh, send them to Mikey. He loves those cactus beers.
We've been waiting for one guy.
finally some beer. Sucker said cactus beers are good. Actually, this is fine beer. You think this was made with actual cactus, Scotty B?
I do. I believe it was. I don't doubt it for a second.
How many cactuses had to die from this beer?
Well, I don't think they actually had to kill the cactus. I think they just took pieces of it off.
gouged it.
Sadis.
That's what I think.
What else going on out there?
Did we find out anything? No, we didn't find anything about the Selma, other than it's happening.
Nothing about.
And tying into,
we know it's cooler than Fresias Fest.
Tying out into looking out for what we talked about Fresias Fest
already. You're right.
I mean, looking out for.
No, Tioga does not sponsor us.
Oh yeah,
we buy beer.
We buy their beer.
We buy their beer.
Sometimes. Epic Brewing has showed up to Fresno now, I believe. Because of Delta Pacific?
Yes, that's right. There's a couple at Fig, I know, at least. Yes. I need to, this weekend, I'm going to go venture outside of Fig Tree, I think. Or save my money for San Luis Obispo.
What to do? What to do? Choices.
Tell me, guys, tell me the place to hit San Luis Obispo for bottles.
California Fresh Market.
That's in Pismo. I want to drive to Pismo. No,
they're opening a store in San Luis. It might already be open.
Oh, okay. Boom, boom, boom.
What about Libertine? Remember Libertine?
But I'm talking about bottles that take, like, other beers.
Other beers.
That take
the,
home.
That deli. What's the deli?
High Street Deli?
Yeah.
How's that look? There's that one liquor store when you're heading back to the freeway. On downtown.
Isn't it called like Campus Liquor or something?
Yeah.
Like
I haven't been inside. One. I was just wondering.
There's one next door to Spikes. That's okay.
I don't want okay. I want knock my socks off store, bottle shop. But no, if California Fresh Market's opening, then I'm good and golden.
That's the knock your socks off place. Knock your socks off quality beer.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to open, walk in the door. Okay, better get my socks knocked off here.
You see these babies?
Yeah, just walk in with your sock, no shoes on, just your sock. Okay.
These puppies better hit the wall by the time I'm done here.
You see that guy that walked in talking about his socks?
You know that ricochet sound they used to play in the cartoons? I want to be hearing that. I want to hear these socks be doing that sound.
Woo! Well, I want to talk about the new Untappd, okay? Brand new Untappd 3.0 app. Bow,
bow, bow. I'm on the Vintage 2.0.
Oh, Nick is refusing to switch over. Update his Untappd. Dude, we're having so much fun on the 3.0. You're missing out. You won't believe it.
I barely use the barcode scanner on the last
I use that fairly regularly.
I don't need anything more than that.
Oh, look, but it's so pretty. It's so pretty.
It looks just like mine.
Oh, no. What? This is way different, bro.
Oh, sure.
You don't even know.
Would they hide more icons that you got to dig through 12 submenus to find?
No, yeah, they cleaned up the submenus a little bit. So that's one thing. The search is a little better. Before, if you didn't search the exact thing, it was like, yeah, I'm not finding it for you. Now it's,
your beer doesn't exist.
It's a little bit better about that.
Are you drinking a fake Walmart beer? It tells you,
when you're looking at a person's profile, it tells you how many friends you have in common, kind of like Facebook does.
Oh, great.
Where you're looking.
That's all I need.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Are they going to tell me my fans miss me and because I haven't posted in a while?
They're going to email you, say, hey, bro, you haven't posted in a while. Everyone's waiting to see if you check into something. You can tag the purchase location of where you bought the beer. So people can be like, because, you know, common thing are like, where'd you get that?
Right.
And now you can just tag the place. And now you can just, all those annoying comments of where did you get that beer can now go away.
And did the old one have this trending locations feature?
It did have it, yeah.
It did.
I don't know about locations. I don't know. That might be a new one. It had the trending beers.
I see trending beers. I was trending
but locations. But I don't know. Trending locations might be a new one, actually.
Did it have the get a ride option?
Yeah. It had a ride.
I'm noticing all this crap.
See, now you're like, I'm looking for deep, something, bro. Yeah.
It just looks different. It's all the same, but it's different.
Yeah. I like
different,
it.
Different, but the same.
Oh, look. I'm pulling up Scotty B, just an Imperial Rose Goldwater Brewing.
It wasn't really the Imperial, but I couldn't find what
couldn't find anything else.
What it really is. It's close enough. It's the right brewery. It's the right name.
I found it.
Oh, I'll have to check in again with the right one. How'd you find it?
Desert Rose,
not Cactus Rose.
I already toasted you, Scotty B, so you can't go back
and
now.
Not dessert.
So, I'll just check in with the right one and say the other one was a mistake. Hey, can you delete your check-ins now?
Or is that, you're too many likes in to change it.
No, yeah. Can't give up all those likes,
Scotty. Gotta roll with it.
I like it. I friended all the developers of Untappd, so now I'm going to be their friend, and I'm going to feel pretty important.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. Thank you.
Until you start another podcast with them, and then be like, hey, Mike, it's time to record.
No.
Mike?
You know, everything's dark.
Hello?
Nobody's here!
It's time to record the podcast. Remember?
You don't know what podcasting is here.
Remember? Remember us?
No way.
Wait, he's checking in down the street with Untappd guys.
He's checking in at the
Untappd headquarters and
Fontana Jim's on. So that's all that. That's all the culture going on right now. I mean, there's some other things. But what's going on?
No, do we not want to talk about that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. What is it? I'm interested.
They're being sued for producing not actually craft beer.
Ooh.
Nice. Their store brand or something? I remember some.
That Trouble Brewing.
We talked about that when they. Yeah.
The Trouble Brewing.
They came out with that.
Is a non-existent U.S. brewery. It's actually brewed outside the country by contract brewer. Is that what you guys call them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we call them.
In the industry.
That's right.
So it's all a fallacy. It's big beer. The funny thing is the lawsuit is stipulating the Craft Brewers Association guidelines. So I'm wondering if it goes through, will that now actually be determined as a legal standard?
Yeah, if you've got a court case to refer to. In the case of Walmart versus John Doe,
mm-hmm.
It was proven that 30% is still craft beer. Is
the threshold, yeah, under 6 million barrels and 30% ownership and blah, blah, blah.
That's a good point.
That's the funny thing about it. Hmm. That will actually be the threshold.
Keep an eye on that.
Maybe we can sue somebody, too.
Yeah. Maybe there's somebody claiming something's craft we can sue.
Let's get them.
Boulevard?
Oh,
shots fired. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Twitter war tomorrow. High noon.
High noon. Anyway. Woo-woo,
woo-woo-woo. Twitter battle.
I do my Twitter warn before breakfast.
So, hey, did you guys want to hear about my fun weekend last weekend?
Fun weekend.
Yeah. It was
does
fun.
Does it qualify? I just want to make sure it doesn't qualify as being caught drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to mix big, you know.
Well, okay. It's
where you want to tease your being caught drinking.
Where are we now?
Should
are
we tease going, it?
Are we in culture?
We're in culture. We're trying to leave culture, but we could stay in culture if you want to stay there.
This is perfect for fans getting together. Meet the criteria of culture.
Oh, sure.
So it can go either way. It could be been caught drinking. It could be culture.
No, I want to hear about this meetup. Hey, let's tell me a story about the meetup, and then we'll hear about your beers later.
Okay,
been caught.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say it was fun. It was really fun. So, I was in Thousand Oaks judging beer, and
being all judgy.
Yeah, my daughter.
How do you get a Thousand Oaks job gig? So,
When you're registered with the BJCP, the beer judge, I always forget the C, the beer judge certification program. There we go.
Celebrity apprentice.
You know what acronyms are. You just use the acronyms. Well, anyway, when you're registered with the BJCP, you're on a big spreadsheet. So when people put together a competition, they send out emails to all these judges and they send them out in the whole world if they wanted to. Well, anyway, that's how I got invited to judge in Thousand Oaks. Right. So I got an email. So
let's see if this sucker will drive down there.
And I did. It was great. Thousand Oaks is a great city. So my daughter went with me, and they had so many beers, they even asked my daughter to judge. And they asked some stewards and other people who aren't.
There's some people walking by that.
Hey, you over there.
Hey, you like beer?
We got some beer for you. You know how to write?
No, that's okay.
No, but it was really fun.
Circled the number.
He just circles up.
So since I was in the area.
Circle the color this beer makes you feel.
I communicated with Chew.
Makes me feel yellow.
In advance. And Kelly in advance.
Oh.
And I met them at.
I was planning.
Hand Beer Brewing.
Hand Beer?
Hand Beer Brewing. I believe I'm like 99% sure that's what it's called. Huh? Yeah, it's like in a little industrial park. And it's a little bit bigger than Pine and Palm. A little bit
Jeez.
Bigger. Jeez. Spacious. Not much bigger. A little bit bigger.
They must and be rich.
The whole gang was there. Kelly was there.
What?
Kelly was there.
Zorro not Zorro was there for a minute.
Zorro not Zorro.
I was kind of late, though, but he had to leave right away.
Damn it.
And then good old Fontana Jim, Evil Circle were there.
Wow.
So although Zorro not Zorro did leave right away. The rest of us.
He's like, whoa. He was just there by himself enjoying. He sees all these fucking perfect poor listeners coming. He's like, oh, shit. I got to get out of here.
Oh, these guys are here?
Oh, these guys are here?
This place is over.
Over.
That's it.
Perfect pours drinking here?
Oh, this place is over.
Took his shell art to another
brewery. Can I go nowhere?
He just finds a random guy, hands him his beer. He's like, have it. Because it's over.
Hey, you want this?
It's you free. Want this? It's free.
He was fine until I showed up. He was having fun with them. But when I show up, that's when he left. So I think he was okay with everybody else. But Scotty B. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
All the gross shit that guy says. Oh man. No. Well, anyway. So the rest of us, we went to McLeod's. We went to Lady Face. Hmm. And we had dinner at Lady Face because it's a brew pub. And that dinner.
Lady Face.
That dinner was really good. It's a fun name. I had poutine for the first time.
Oh.
Poutine fries.
Poutine.
I had a poutine po' boy.
Poutine po' boy.
Yeah. I never had poutine before. You guys ever had poutine?
No. It seems like I have. It's like
gravy and all kinds of crazy stuff together.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a hair product?
It's not a hair product. No.
Gotcha.
Do they have that at Taco Bell? Because if they don't, I probably haven't had it.
No, they don't have it at Taco Bell. Oh, maybe sourced. Taco Bell's in Canada. I think it's a Canadian thing. So, yeah, we had a great time. All of those guys, really great guys. But you know what? Fontana Jim, Evil Circle, don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
But Kelly and Chew, They're like my faves. They're my favorite
perfect best.
Pour fans. Although I don't really know Fontana Jim and Evil Circle as well as I know Kelly and Chew. But those two, they are like the sweetest, kindest, most loving, thoughtful people
you are could they bubbly?
Ever hope to. They're just incredibly bubbly.
Awesome.
They're like the most highly carbonated beer you could find.
Ooh.
Like ticklish your nose.
You really need a carbonated beer. And they're there for you.
And it was Fontana Jim's idea for me to be on the show, too. He's like, here, just take this to them and sit in so you can drink it, too.
Oh, he's angling for you. That's nice.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like a good time to do that.
He told me a funny story, but I know you don't. Mikey doesn't really like the potty humor, but so I'm gonna refrain. But you know, I will say this about Fontana Jim: that man knows more about fries than pretty much anybody.
That's it.
He knows.
We're starting a fry podcast.
He knows all about fries, the surface area to potato ratio, and because you can't have fries too thick or they're kind of mushy. You know, like if they're like really fat steak fries, no good. They have to be just right, not too thin either. They'll get too crispy. It'll be too hard, you know.
I know.
And it can get too hard. It can. Trust me.
Well.
It happens. No, but yeah,
Fontana. Only Jim, if longer than 4 hours.
He knows a lot about fries. And Evil Circle, you know, he seems like a really great guy, but he can be kind of a jerk to waitresses and wait staff if he doesn't get his way.
Uh-oh.
Like, Ladyface, they wouldn't let him fill a blank growler. And he was like, trying to finagle her into it and
just not happening.
His finagle didn't work.
It didn't happen. And they were telling me
no finagling, sir.
They were telling me a story about how when they were out traveling together, how they got kicked out of it, or they said, that guy has to go, but Jim, you can stay or you can still drink. And, you know, I guess that's just how he rolls, you know.
Evil Circle, man.
He's evil.
Pulls no punches.
He can be evil. Other than that, he's a pretty great guy. They're both pretty great guys. Oh, and one last thing about that little encounter is another reason why Kelly is one of my favorite, her and Chew are my favorite fans, is because Kelly laughs at my jokes. And, you know, most people are all dead-faced after they talk to me for a few minutes. They're just like, they don't laugh at my jokes. But she laughed at my cash me outside joke. She even high-fived it. I'm not going to tell you the joke, but because you'd have to have been there. Kelly is so awesome.
Well, now we're sad.
Aw.
Well, you'll have to ask her about it if she remembers.
We will. New beer going around the table from Fontana Jim, donated to the show by Fontana Jim. This is one of those cans, those pretty stylish cans from modern times. This is the Goblin Rock. We've had this on the show before, but it was super freaking excellent. And
super.
It still smells like it's going to be excellent.
Smelling excellent.
So far, I'm not finding too much wrong with this beer.
That's nice. That is a good beer. Oh.
I've never had Goblin Rock before.
Well, enjoy, sir. Thank you, Fontana Jim. Oh, wow,
that is really good.
Yeah.
It's juicy.
This is one of those, I think, juicy. This is one of those where they just release in the tap room or at the firmatorium. And I think online sales, brown paper ticket maybe. So this is not... This is, you know, Fontana Jim's giving up something here. So, highly appreciate that, sir. It's damn good. Might be another one waiting. Later on.
So, there's a metal band called Goblin Cock.
Of course there is.
Not surprised.
Out of San Diego, of all places.
Well, we were talking about Pine and Palm naming beers after the show. And
what are we now?
Paul from Fairfax is the first one that got named from the show. New bumper from Paul. That is the turnaround brown.
Nice. So is that for every time we mention Clovis? That's going to play. That's going to drop.
There you go.
Let's try it. Clovis. When the signs turn brown, you
better turn around. Excellent job. Bearded Brewer nailed it.
So are there any Clovis mentions or brown mentions maybe? We can use that drop.
So. House of Juju's moving. When the signs turn
brown, you better turn around. Are they? Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think that was on their Facebook, maybe. They're looking for a bigger place, which might mean in more Clovis? Taps. Oh, yeah, still in Clovis.
Yeah.
But more taps. They're already pretty decent craft beer selection.
One day I might go.
Also, Morro Bay location.
For House of Juju?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I am more interested in their Morro Bay location than their Clovis location.
You want House of Juju? Yeah.
Yeah.
2 hours later.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, like, let's go.
Here we go.
We're like, why are we going out on the... you take 180 for... No, wait, 41.
41 to 46?
41 to Morro Bay. Monterey, you'd take 152. No? Yeah, okay. Yes. You can, it's that Central Coast. You've got these various places to get there.
So when did you say you were going there again?
Next weekend.
Oh, next weekend. That's exciting.
Isn't it, though? Or is it? She called me. Shit. Wrong fucking pick.
Mike. Oh, wait. Do I still have time to leave a voicemail? Oh, shit.
No more time, bro. It's over. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network.
I think Scotty B should do a live voicemail.
Live voicemail. Inception voicemail. Inception. I'm sure he's going to be talking to himself here at some point. I'm pretty sure.
Actually, I didn't.
Uh-oh.
I'm in a voicemail. You'll see.
First voicemail of the week.
Lumber Jose. I'm not walking. I'm not even drinking.
Whoa.
But I am taking all the aroma.
No!
That's mine,
jerk.
Super Bowl during the morning, I brewed a little IPA, and I'm dry hopping. Yeah. We're putting 2 ounces of Simcoe, an ounce of Mosaic, and an ounce of Citra.
Well, how's that sound, Scotty?
You know what that means, Mikey?
Great hops.
Play the damn song. Play it right now.
Ooh.
What song was it?
Dry Hop or Die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dry hopping, yes.
He sounds like there's he means so business,
many.
Too.
There's so many songs.
He's like, fuck, boy.
There we go.
Dry Hop
or Die. Perfect segue.
That sounds like a good beer, though. Right, Scotty?
Oh, yeah. Those are great hops. Great hops.
What are you, the Perfect Pour? Should you be here? And guess what I'm doing, Nate? I'm drinking.
Yeah.
We'll pass the phone like I'm passing some beers.
Uh-oh.
In, and they're going to introduce themselves.
Uh-oh. What's going on here?
Orale, it's Kelly.
Oh,
can you hear me? I'm so Cali.
It's got to be.
Orale from Fontana. Fontana Jim made the trip. Hey, it's Evil Circle coming in with a bunch of stories now.
And we're eating peanuts.
Got weapons.
Eating beer. Playing darts. And Jenga.
And farts and Jenga homes. And check it out, eh?
Farts and Jenga?
I don't know what to say. This is a second stop. We hit Hembrew Beers over in Chatsworth. Now we're in Van Nuys at McLeod Ales. Drinking some cask and nitros and some...
Nitros.
Greasy geezer.
Really good.
Look out.
Get your ass kicked. Jenga.
We're building Jenga. She's playing Jenga against a Mexican, bro. Does she know that we build a lot of shit? And what else? I think after this, we might hit Highland Park. We might hit Brew Yard. And also, And we're going to hit some stuff. If you get more phone calls, that's it. Don't hang up on us.
I'm hanging out.
Órale, guys. Ahí te guacho.
Ahí te guacho.
Yes. Eggs and waffles. Kelly holding down. Eggs and waffles.
You guys are having fun.
We were having fun. That's the only voicemail I left, and I didn't really leave. So now that was a group voicemail.
There's six people, so do they each get two voicemails if they keep calling in? How does this work?
I think they're trying to work the system. So, Scotty, go get in your car. Go leave us a voicemail.
I got dropped off. I didn't bring my car.
Oh, no.
I need an Uber.
I'll order an Uber.
If I have my keys.
Have them drive me around the block. Drop me back off.
Yo, chief, drive me around the block.
Yeah, I just needed a ride so I can leave a voicemail.
Hey, you don't mind if I make a phone call?
This is a quickie.
It's a quickie.
He's like, well, this ain't that kind
morning,
of car.
Morning, guys. We're on our way to the Russian River. Finding Younger, this is Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Along with Justin and Brian from Condominium Brewing. So, let you know when we get there. About 5 a.m. right now. We're heading over there.
I can hear the 5 a.m.
Younger. Bye.
You sounded like it was 5 a.m.
Finally getting a Younger line call.
The hunt for we'll Younger.
If, I don't know. We might not see another call from there. Let's see.
They found some hams and stuff.
Hey, guys.
Paul.
It's Paul.
Fairfax.
Sitting here in my favorite parking lot.
Mm. Oh, yes.
It occurs to me that I'm about to pay BevMo a compliment.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the first and last time you'll ever hear it.
Hmm.
BevMo Parking Lot Report.
The compliment centers around Dulgens.
Oh,
they usually have a pretty good selection, and they're... their stocking system, which is usually disastrous for most American pails and IPAs and the like, is actually great for Belgians because most of those beers
that's the one they focus on.
A good long cellaring. You know, you get a Roquefort or a Westmalle or an Orval and you want it to be cellared for a while. In fact, if you look at the dates, they'll have a bottling date and an enjoy by date, and the gap is often like 4 or 5 years apart. So, you can actually grab yourself a 2-year-old Roquefort 10, and that's exactly where you want it to be. So, there. Take that. So, my son is now just about the same age as I was when I first saw Star Wars in the theaters, which was, 40 years ago now. We've started watching Star Wars together, and I thought it was best to go 4, 5, 6 first.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3, just because that's
a tough decision.
And that's how I saw them. But it got me thinking, and this might be fun, and maybe this is something you've already done on Dorktown, what is the perfect beer to pair with each Star Wars film?
Whoa.
I've already come up with one. I kind of think that Old Rasputin is perfect for Empire Strikes Back. You may or may not agree, but throw out some beers. What would be the perfect beer for each Star Wars film? All right, that's it for now.
That's
see y'all later.
Thanks, Paul. That's a tough thing. It's too big of a question for me to handle on the fly. I have to go back and
next week then
research that for that's next week. I have to research that for like a few days.
You got to spend some time in the closet. Yeah. On that one.
Yep. I'm gonna have to go in the closet, drinking closet.
Are you watching them all in a row? Because that's a lot of beer.
No. Well, he's just saying pair a beer with the each.
See,
film.
I would have thought Empire Strikes Back would be a white IPA
because of all the snow.
I think he's going with because Empire is the down
is
one
the
of
darkest.
The downer
imperial Russian stout
downer right? ones.
Oh, so stouts are downer beers is what you're saying?
Imperial jerks. Imperial stouts are anyway. Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah, imperial stout because that was very the Empire. It struck back
the dark side.
Dark side. Give it to your feet.
So I know which one you would agree with me on this for Return of the Jedi, because it's when the rebels defeat the Empire. Rebel IPA, Mikey.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Damn it! No, nice. Why does that work? No.
Rebel scum.
I can't do it. Still can't do it. You rebel scum.
You had a rebel juice.
Chewy!
Rebel juice.
You did.
I know. Freaking wasn't my fault. Bags.
Good old Tony Bags.
I trusted Tony Bags. Never again. Never again. Trust Tony Bags and hands you a beer.
Here, try this.
Could have been worse.
Could have been.
So would a New Hope, would that be your gateway beer? Would that be like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale?
A New Hope. Like, yeah, you're just like, you're having all this bad beer, and you're like, I don't know, man.
All of a sudden you find this.
Yep, you find it.
Yeah. The first taste of the Force.
It's the Phantom Menace. What beer would you consider to be a Phantom Menace? Like a beer that's just this totally hidden menace lurking back there.
Lurking back there? Oh, wow.
Working its ways underneath the surface. Because that's what it is. It's the Emperor.
What about
Palpatine's working behind the scenes? You don't know.
He's what about a Red Hook beer? Like a Longhammer Red Hook. Like it pretends to be crap. But
there you go. It's a beer crap. That pretends people think are crap, but in actuality isn't. That's damn. A perfect Phantom Menace beer. It's got to be. Clone Wars. Attack of the Clones, actually.
It has to be a sesh, some kind of sesh, because there's so many of them, you know? Yeah. Something you could just keep
so many
drinking.
Clones. Clone beer. Oh, it would have to be a homebrew. You clone. It's a
hey
bunch
guys,
of clone
you
beers.
You want to try my Pliny recipe?
Yeah, my Pliny clone. It's called Liney.
Liney.
So there you go. You got that. That Attack of the Clones is figured out. So Revenge of the...
Revenge of the Sith, right? We need one for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where I think the stout would come in.
Because it's dark. It's and sinister. Dark.
Yeah.
And mean.
Works right? for that, too.
Right.
Well, there's other stouts you can choose, right?
No. There's no? only one.
There is only one.
There's only Rasputin.
That's
right?
it.
It's like the Sith.
Okay, Rasputin on nitro, then.
Oh, nitro Rasputin. So it's a little bit different.
Empire Strikes Back isn't nitro.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith is nitro.
Gotcha.
That's probably something you could regret the next day. Like if something would have the revenge on you.
Too much of it.
Are you talking Robert Tito's kind of revenge?
Oh, boy.
Yes. So then we have, wait, what did we decide for Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, that was Rebel.
Okay. Damn it. I tried to put that in my head.
Remember you agreed with
you forgot
that one.
Yeah. He did not forget that.
Damn it. Rogue One. What would be Rogue?
Something from Rogue.
Yeah. It'd have to be something from Rogue.
Dead
like,
guy?
No, Rogue
well,
One. Yeah.
Everybody dies, so dead guy.
What's the quintessential Rogue beer?
Dead guy.
You think it's dead guy?
No. Everybody dies in Rogue One.
For me, it's the hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
yellow snow?
Nah, yeah.
You don't
for like, me, personally, yeah. But
what about all the people that died in Rogue One? Isn't that a good
suicide
mission?
Dead guy ale?
Nah, that's nah, good. That's solid.
It's pretty clever. I know you don't like the beer, but...
I haven't had that beer in years, so I have no idea if it's good or not anymore.
What is that beer anyway? What's that supposed to be?
It's just like beer.
Amber, I think. Hoppy amber.
I'm not sure what that is.
No?
I haven't had it in a long time.
I haven't either.
Let's Google it. No, it's not.
And then the JJ fan film.
Fan fiction.
The Force Awakens. Force Awakens. What beer goes with the Force Awakens?
What beer makes you feel like a force within you?
What beer awakens you?
Maybe something with coffee? Something with
caffeine? No, okay. Coffee beer?
I don't know. What do you got? What do you think, Matt?
The Force Awakens.
Black House.
Rogue One.
Black House.
Modern Times.
And it's kind of a dark movie because, the Han dying part. And stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Spoilers.
If they haven't seen it by now, fuck them.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, there you go. We had an impromptu figured out all the Star Wars beers. And now for the final... No, Wait, we got two more. Two more voicemails. Are coming.
Hey guys, Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
Can you guess? I'm at the Libertine Restaurant grand opening.
Soft opening.
It's going off in here. We got 20 Libertine beers on tap and another 72
beers
of guest beers.
Oh my God. 72 handles?
It might be in 2 weeks. We'll see you here in a couple weeks. And, Matt, I got some presents coming for you on Saturday, and I will see you guys soon.
Nice.
Keep up the good work.
Tad must be coming to town.
Keep up the good work. Oh, my gosh. Now, I've just been thinking about the festival and staying at the Madonna Inn, but wow, there's a lot to be had.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Tony Baggs is going to that. And the final voicemail of the week comes from...
Really, the perfect 4-H, we'd be here. Guess what, eh?
What?
Scotty B was in the A1-8. Really, we had a great time, eh? Scotty B, it was nice meeting, seeing you again and meeting your daughter for once. Judge family of beers, eh? Really? What can I say, Holmes? It was nice having him in the A1-8, a.k.a. the San Fernando Valley, Holmes. Gotta be like took over, eh? We ate a lot of cheese, Holmes. We drank a lot of beers. And we even had some poutine. What are the Mexicans eating poutine? That's never heard of, eh? Other things, let me see. Chocotazo is with me. Working on some labels, eh? He gave me a couple bottles with the coffee. And then the bottles with no coffee. He's gonna have like a big ass stamp, Holmes, that says decaf. What are the, other than that, it was like a really nice having the whole crew together. So hopefully, Mikey, maybe you can host like a perfect pour bottle share, eh? Because I don't think you'll ever come down here, Holmes. So maybe we can get the whole crew to go down there. Maybe we can, I don't know, Holmes, Tiago Sequoia, making they can host us, Holmes. I don't know. Talk about it, eh? Make it happen, Holmes. It was fun. What are they? Hope you enjoyed the beers I sent you. Peach Rings by Valiant. Jim Fontana hooked me up and got those for me. Sent you one. He also hooked me up with the Cold Water Brewing over in Arizona. Desert Rose Pale. No, not even a pale, Holmes. It's an ale. It's
cactus like
a bright
beer,
red
bro.
Beer, Holmes. So I got one of those. I'll be enjoying that tomorrow, Holmes. Other than that, I hope you enjoyed the beers. Can't wait, man. This is going to be exciting.
Louie.
Really, this is True Your Beer. And last weekend was a blast, eh? I had to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Yeah. I'm glad you guys all had fun.
We had fun. Yeah, and he sounded like he was trying to be quiet, like his family's asleep.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Scotty B was in the 818. I don't want to wake anybody up. Eh?
Don't wake up. Hey. Chocotazo. How's that new batch of Chocotazo, huh?
Yeah, we brewed it a couple weeks ago. Well, Chocotazo. Yeah, about a week and a half ago or so.
Is that the third version of Chocotazo now?
Well, there's Chew's original version,
right?
So counting that one, then this is
I
the
mean,
third.
It wicks.
This is the second one done at Zach's Brewing.
Wow, company. We haven't had that one, right?
What, the one we just did a couple weeks ago? No, nobody's had it yet.
All right,
we had the first one.
It's not
Zach's.
Done yet.
Right, we had the first Zach's.
Yeah,
which yeah.
We're two for great. Three.
We haven't even added the coffee yet. It's very young. Yeah. It's still an embryo. It's unborn yet. Still. It's on its way, though.
Chocotazo. Well, I'm glad you guys have fun. I'm sure we'll figure out some sort of meetup fun time someday.
Does that mean the end of voicemail?
Yeah, man. Are you expecting somebody?
No. Just always sad. When
that means yes.
I didn't leave my
to...
own voicemail. I feel kind of sad. At least I was in there, though. At least I said a couple
words.
What
would you imagine you would have said, Scotty B?
Yeah, I don't even know, really. It could have been anything. But I tell you what I wouldn't have said, and I must apologize for being extra gross. It was cool. You know that siren noise? That wasn't a real siren, and it wasn't an app or anything. That was Steve and Zach's mouth.
What?
Making that siren sound.
That's pretty good. He's got a great mouth.
He does. He does indeed. I don't know what I would have said. I'm going to, you know I can be gross at times. And at times, it probably only amuses me. But you know what? I'm growing as a person. I'm starting to care about other people.
What?
And, you know, I don't want to make people want to puke all the time, you know? So I'm going to try to tone it down just a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to refrain on the, you know what? I want to say it, but I don't. But it has to do with these animals that are in here. You know what I said last time. You know what I said.
Well.
It was gross.
Thank you, Scotty B. Thank you, everybody, for calling in to the show, providing content. Remember, you can do that as well, 559-492-0542, or you can email us, perfectreportpodcast@gmail.com, or get on us with the social media and say, hey, ask us something for the show. And Louis the Lab needs to get the fuck out of here right now, really bad.
You can let him out.
Taught him that trick.
We'll do some banter while you let him out if you want. Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm podcasting. So that new Tecumseh, I haven't had that. I've had the Tecumseh it had a long time ago.
Yeah,
but I haven't. This is like a revamped version of that, right, Matt?
It's a little drier, and I think there's a little bit more CTZ hops in it. But otherwise, it's
love me some CTZ.
It's when we originally brewed it, it was all in one batch, and all of our Imperial beers that we've done the past year or year and a half, they've all been split batches. Mm. So just basically a double brew day, so that way we can get it more naturally without adding sugars to it.
Gotcha.
So, but I mean, Tecumseh's come out that way before. Uh-huh. It's not the first time that we've done a split batch for that beer, but so.
What just got put on the table, guys?
A couple of things.
Okay, we're getting thirsty, bro.
To open something?
I'm thirsty. I'm parched.
Here's one that's special to me.
I love gold!
From Evil Twin Brewing Company. It is Sour Bikini. It's the Sour Pale Ale. Total sessionable beer. Rings in at 3%.
Wow.
Bikini Whoa. Beer is their normal pale ale. Then they do a soured version of it. And this popped up at Fig Tree. Usually you can come across it at Spokeasy or Whole Foods, but not too many places in town.
That's a sesh, bro.
I saw that and I was like, oh, Matt's going to want that. And then I didn't tell him it was there. I just moved on. But thought, you know what, though?
I thought it out loud.
Sometimes I'm like, he's going to come in, you know, whether it's Matt or somebody else, like, he's going to come in here, and it's fun to see something and not know it's there and be like, oh, look at that.
Social media told
me. It's new. Oh, see, we got ruined.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it is sour.
It's juicy.
It's juicy.
Ugh. Your studio dog found the other studio dog.
Hey, what's up?
Louis and Jovi. Well, we are looking out for this when we give you the heads up on some beers maybe you want to trade for, or if you happen to have a decent bottle shop in your town, maybe these will show up for you. New Belgium, the big, there when they retired some stuff, some Ranger and stuff like that. Well, ooh. They now have their replacement is out, the Voodoo Ranger, and there's variants. There's some variants of the Voodoo. There's like 3-4 variants.
Why?
I don't know, man. So I guess we'll have to wait for maybe a new Belgium rep to come on the show and maybe So we can try these and promote these.
And Whizbang and...
Whizbang.
And Dayblazer and...
Dayblazer, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few
beers. That lime. There's one right now I've come close to buying because it's super cheap. $8 for the six-pack. That lime Citraholic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The lime speaker box.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So that's something to look out for. Modern Times, Dinosaur World. First ever canned double IPA from Modern Times. It has London 3 yeast, Scotty B. Does that mean something?
Three?
Yeah. Does that mean something to you?
Is it Roman numeral 3? Yep. I thought so. It means something to me.
What is that?
So there's London ale yeast, and then there's apparently at least two other variants of that.
Wow. It's a yeast variant. We use yeast variants.
Yes. A variant of the yeast.
What's your yeast grain like? Your yeast strain like?
We use variant.
Is that with six row?
Yeah.
There may not be a number two, though.
Oh. Because I just skipped it.
Because there's on the California ale yeast, there's a Roman numeral 5, California Roman numeral 5. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, there's not a... So could
two,
be.
2 through 4 were not winners.
I think 2 through 4 were rejects. And I don't know. I haven't seen anything between 2 through 4. But who knows? It's a mystery. I'm sure somebody knows.
Well, it's going to have this Dinosaur World that has Citra, Amarillo, and Mosaic hops. My favorite combo. It's going to be hazy stone fruit and tropical. Comes in the 4-packs, and this is the one that you can only get that at the tap room or online sales. So.
Ooh.
Hopefully, it'll just somehow work its way here without us having to do anything.
Maybe. You know, you have connections. You know that.
Oh, we just, no, you throw it out into the world, man, and stuff comes back to you. By the power of Grayskull. Write it down, man. If you want something to happen for yourself, write it down. And it is physically written in my notebook, so maybe it'll happen. El Segundo, a new one from El Segundo Brewing in Southern California. Grains of Wrath, or they collabed with Grains of Wrath Brewing, and it's called a Level 1 Double IPA. It's a video game themed Super Mario Brothers esque label. It just looks cool, and El Segundo does great job with IPAs. I don't know Grains of Wrath Brewing. Have you guys ever heard of Grains of Wrath Brewing?
No. Heard of Hops of Wrath, the beer.
El Segundo doing a double IPA sounds with video game theme sounds good to me. Going around the, I guess this is seasonal, I don't know, but the Noble Ale Works, the Citrus Showers IPA.
Is it shower season?
Yeah, it's shower season, guys. This is the time of year where you start taking showers again. Mm. Looking out for that. Hoof-hearted, this one, I don't even know where Hoof-hearted is, but I saw this in social medias and it caught my attention. Hoof-hearted brings Everybody Wants Some Mosaic. It's a double IPA and it is referencing a Van Halen song. And on the can, I think it was a can, it might have been a ball, but I think it's a can. It's got like a guy, like a hamburger. Like playing a bass that looks like Michael Anthony's bass. So I'm very confident they're referencing the Van Halen song. So I'm just looking out for that, just for the can itself or the bottle, whichever. Anything you're looking out for, Matt?
Yes. I saw on my social media some beautiful can art pop up, and it's made by... So cans from Pure Brewing. Apparently it's a brewery out of San Diego. And it's an all-black can. They have just their logo, which kind of mimics, I would assume, some grain. Just like a single stalk of grain. And just says IPA on the bottom of the can. Obviously there's different beers, they're different colors. But this one was black in color and it said IPA. And I looked it up. So it's an IPA at 6.9%. And the hops that they list is... Nelson, Mosaic, and Whole Melon. So, Hull.
What? So, you heard of that, Sky Mead?
I've heard of that hop. It's supposed to be very melon-esque.
All right. Well, they named it appropriate.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if they added melon
Louis,
to it.
Louis, stop looking
it,
Scotty B. That's Scotty B, Louis.
It's listed under hops.
So. Louis.
And it's a pretty beautiful looking can. And I'm going to try to contact my San Diegan
pretty
friends.
Can.
And see if maybe I can't do a Tecumseh for some beer. Oh,
man, yeah, you got that trade. You got some trading cred with that Tecumseh.
I think I might try, well, I guess not necessarily trading. I think I might actually try sending beer to somebody at least once this year.
Yeah, maybe that should be a late resolution for me. Send beer.
Actually send beer.
It's actually fun when you do it.
What's but in I here? Just, nothing.
But to like send beer to somebody that doesn't get you, you're getting something that somebody else doesn't get that would want to get it. It's fun to send it to them, but I still don't do it. The one time I haphazardly sent beer to beer with friends. That was fun, and somehow magically it's made it, even though I packed it terrible.
And you can do it again, Mikey. I believe in you.
The FedEx shop's gone though, so you got to use an actual mailbox, I guess. I don't know how it gets there.
That's the can I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I was just taking the time to show everybody what the cans look
those
like.
Are super
just they're
red.
All black, simple logo. It says IPA at the bottom.
There is none more black.
Very simple.
So it piqued my interest.
Piqued.
Looking out.
Good marketing.
Greg Stevie Bear Talk.
Stevie Bear Talk.
Did we already talk about this sour bikini? I know Mikey said it's sour.
No, I didn't say that. Was Nick.
No, I said that.
Oh, no. That was.
I was trying to throw him under the
Scotty.
Bus.
Oh, sorry. What
this is sour.
What kind of hops they use in there?
I don't know.
Because I'm getting kind of a limey flavor.
Oh, man. Puckering like a mofo.
I know there's some hops that have some limey characters.
Puckering like
a mofo. Those characters. But that's really good. Is there any left?
There's a little swig left in here.
You want it?
Go for it. Yeah, they don't give a breakdown in here. But I like 3% beers. No, I'm good. I still got a sipper right here. And I have a couple of cans at home.
Take bottom pour.
But I think it's a beautiful ground to play in. It's the traditional lawn mowing beer, if you will.
I like how it makes me pucker.
No comment.
Does your soft opening pucker?
Oh, it does. Want to see?
No. Not right now. Maybe in an hour or so.
That's what Snapchat's for.
Yeah.
Hi-oh.
Meow. Nick, are you all looked out? Matt, have you all looked out?
Yeah, I just had the one.
All right. Nick, are you...
Well, the Alpine cans are also kind of looking out, but you know.
You have nothing?
Well, we said Epic is in Fresno. Epic.
So they're fresh, because I've seen some Epics laying around, and I was like, this could be really old or not.
Incredibly old or brand new. Ooh,
let's play, is this fresh or not? I don't know. There might be some straggler Epic Brewings laying around.
Because if I remember from last week, they put an encrypted code on the can. And I tried searching their website, and they're all, it's a batch number. But they don't explain
what the batch
number is or when it was made. So if somebody could show me.
I know. It's like, I see those once in a while. Like, batch number. Like, this, that. I don't know if this is an old batch just because of the batch number. I need a date.
Also, I need a fresh beer.
This is all I care about. This is the struggle for pale IPA fans. It's such a dice roll when you find a beer without the date on it.
Oh yeah.
Be careful! The Milburn Herndon and Milburn Save Mart. There was
bad red rope licorice.
Stone. I was like desperately looking for a six pack because I'm like, I need a six pack for the week. And I was going to go with the Stone Enjoy By, or not Enjoy By, the Session IPA, the go-to IPA. And I look at the date and it was like June, like Enjoy By June date of 2016.
Oh, that was the Enjoy By. So it was like,
yeah, it was
9 months from
that. I was like, whoa. Like, I almost want to put a, like a sign on there and say, don't stay away. And I know, like, wow, large jet passing over.
Mega jets.
Any more looking out for?
This one is totally by name. Not really my favorite style, but it's a Saison from Almanac. Sunshine and Opportunity. Just cool. Kind of a cool, clever name.
Sunshine and Opportunity.
I would buy the beer for that name. Double Platinum from Noble Ale Works. They have like a departure from their traditional labeling. This is all black label with silvery, shiny stuff on the cover.
I think the Citrus Showers is like that kind of.
It's the, not the, like the tannish logo with the blue and green writing.
Yeah, they changed it up.
And this is, from one of our Instagrammers, Beer Track Mind. He posted New Glory's Mandarin Coconut Goza. Yeah, Mandarin, not Mandarina. Like
the hop.
The hop. Mandarin Coconut. Like the fruit.
Like coconut.
He says it's good. I don't know. That sounds like a weird combination to me, but I love a good goza, so I'm willing to try it. New Glory seems to be doing really good stuff these days.
They have been.
There's still some leftover, what's that, raspberry
Berliner Weiss at Popolo's. The big sign, it's a $3 New Glory when you walk in. And I was like, oh, sweet. And you look at the beer list, it's the only thing on there is the raspberry. Like, never mind.
I knew I was headed straight here to the podcast after dinner, so I didn't even bother looking at the beer list. I didn't want to torture myself when I was at Popolo's earlier. I don't got time for this.
Popolo's and didn't have a beer?
I was like, got to go to the salad bar, get food, get my pizza, get out of there.
Should win the game
sensory
room.
Deprivator.
I go in the game room all the time. Pro tip, in the game room, the change machine. The guy that does the change stuff, he's got it backwards. You got to put the bill, dollar bill, you got to put it upside down, and then it'll take it. It won't take it the traditional way. You put it upside down, and it takes it. Nice. Just so you know.
So do you look like Hero of the Day? You're like, watch this. Watch this.
I was because the guy that changes all the machines out was in there. He had it blocked off. The game room blocked off while I was there with my daughter. She's like, I can't go in there. It's blocked off. I'm like, what? Who's blocking the game off at Popolo's? and then he was switching out all the stuff. And then he left. And none of the kids could get the change machine out. I'm like, give me that, kid.
I'll show you.
And it wasn't working. I'm like, what? I'm like, let me try this upside down. And it worked. And I was telling all the kids, I'm like, hey, put your dollars upside down. It'll work.
Yay.
So thanks, I provided public service in Popolo's.
Yes.
You're the best, mister. Thanks, kid.
Yeah.
And I gave him my Pittsburgh Steelers jersey and walked
Sir,
out.
You're a hero. Have some free croutons with your salad.
Nah, I was like, where's my raisins?
Craisins, did you say?
No, I did not say craisins, sir.
You're crazy for raisins? Craisins.
Do we have time for a question?
Sure.
I have now seen evidence of two sightings or talks of this, but the first one is our favorite Cost Plus person from Bakersfield, Hennessys, and now Grumpy Junglist. Both of them, I know, have had shower crawlers.
Damn.
Whoa, they took a crowler into the shower?
I know she said she didn't finish it in the shower, and I don't know if Grumpy Junglist finished it in the shower, but...
I don't think I have that kind of water heater capabilities.
That's mango slice you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I know her as mango slice.
Mango.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, how do you go about that? Because you open in the shower. I'd imagine you get through half of it.
And now, she's saying, now is that technically, I'm thinking of a shower beer as I'm drinking a beer. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to take a shower. And so I go in there, and mm-hmm. I'm still drinking. I'm like, I can't stop drinking. Got to keep showering. Or do you consider it more of like, I'm specifically taking this beer aside to have in the shower?
I quote Grumpy Junglist, shower crowler to end the night. What a regular bottle or can won't do.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a shower. He takes a shower before bed?
I mean, if you had one of those people. If you had one of those instant hot water heaters, I could imagine it would just keep going.
Yeah, you need some serious water heating.
Do those instant hot water mirrors work like hot water? They work like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just constant?
You won't appreciate your gas bill when you're done with that shower, they will burn as long as water is flowing through it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you turn on the hot water spigot and it senses it move, it kicks on.
And it just keeps going
until the hot water stops.
Wow. Man, I would Saturdays and my days off, I would never leave the shower.
Is that your only motivation? Yeah, water's getting cold.
I would be Kramer.
Honey, get out of there. No, not yet.
No, I'm good.
You're going to start
chopping. Honey, how about now?
Chopping the lettuce.
I'm good. Yep. I'm just going to start chopping the lettuce.
Oh, good. You're out of the shower. No, I'm going to take another one in about 40 minutes.
No, I just got out to pee. I'm going back in.
What about when you get pruny? You get the prune factor going on.
Doesn't matter.
So I don't know. I mean, I can understand. You go to the shower to open the crowler. It's only 2 pints, but it would feel like a chugging contest if you try to get a crowler finished taking one. And how viable is it after the shower? Do you put it back in the fridge, let it chill, get to something else, and you get back to it? There's too many questions in my mind. And I feel like it's a topic that's surfacing, and if nobody calls in next week, I'm just going to have to assume that I have to find it out for myself.
Yeah, research.
Just shotgun it.
If you do not find the answers, you must seek for them yourself.
Buddha.
Be the shower crawler you want to see
Buddha.
In the world.
I've heard of Buddha breathing. Is that the Buddha shower?
Sure. Wow. I enjoyed that.
Sorry. I don't know where that came from. That's probably the best thing that'll come up with the whole year, but there it is. Yeah, God damn it. That's why you let me do that, didn't you?
Oh, we needed a tangent.
Matt just tangents us all the time, Nick.
We're trying to conduct proper business here.
Yeah, I must have seriously impressed you guys. Impressed you guys with that question because you did not interrupt me at all. I had the floor.
NPR was there picking up the phone, right? Holding it to the ear. And then they heard that and nope. Hung back down.
The NPR bit on Portlandia is pretty good.
Oh, damn it. I'm behind on my Portlandia.
Oh, my goodness.
All I know is I'm seeing the posters for PD Exit. I'm like, I got to catch up.
There's only one more season of Portlandia. Yes. This is the next to last.
Sad face.
I'm not ready for it.
Still no craft beer. I can't do it. Or craft beer guy.
You said something reminded me. We have a new review. If you'd like to review us, subscribing to the show is very helpful. It's the best way you can help us in the iTunes store. But reviewing, rating and reviewing is also cool as well. And we have a new one. And it's it might not be so great.
Uh-oh.
If I can bring it up. There's a great one Scotty B wrote for us years ago now.
Didn't I inspire you to do it every week? Wasn't that my suggestion?
Yeah.
I wish this show was every week.
Yeah, this is when we were every other week. And you're like, yeah, I wish it. We're like, that guy's crazy. There's no way we could do it every week. That's insane. Whoever that guy was. Here it is. This is from Johnny Ryall, 81. Poor quality. 1 star.
Wow.
One star. Reminds me of hockey radio. They should focus more on providing insight about the beer industry and less on groan-worthy banter between the host. Period.
Ooh. Groan-worthy banter?
Ooh, groan-worthy banter. But the groan-worthy banter. No, not the groan-worthy banter. Don't take out the groan-worthy banter.
Hey, why don't you guys just focus on the beer industry? And make sure you talk in a monotone voice.
Maybe we do interrupt Matt too much. He's trying to talk industry, and we're like, nope, tangent that.
Not going
to
happen. Not on my watch.
My watch. We're going to talk about insightful industry knowledge.
We're talking about that. Waffle toppings.
Bunch of fart knockers.
Yes.
So are you going to do what this guy says? Matt's dropping a fart knocker
bomb.
Get away.
Yes. Probably not. Obey his suggestion.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that. That sounds boring to me.
That's what you should always ask yourself. If I go outside that door, was it a fart or was it not?
Fart nodder.
Fart nodder.
Yeah! Pull out your brand new Untaps unless you're like Nick, who's back in the old
hold
ages.
On. Hold on, my tubes are warming up. Well, I'll be with you in a second.
Guitar amp reference. Oh, hey, well, a little extra.
Little bonus. Little extra.
He is warming up his tubes. He has to get them glowing. Can I play the May I Help You riff?
I love
gold. Not today, my friend.
There's a new beer going around the table.
I forgot to look at it, so the brother will explain what it is. I was like, oh, milk stout. Cool.
Oh, is it? Forest
Queen. It doesn't look like milk stout from the label.
Forest Queen milk stout. No, it looks very IPA. Like a, I would assume.
I would thought it was a Saison-y kind
of label. Dark fruit, berry, something with berries in it. Juju berries. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, all right, Arkansas beer.
Lost 40 Brewing. It looks like one word, Lost 40.
Mm-hmm.
Lostforty.
Yeah, Lost 40, son. What is there not to get?
40 Forest Queen Milk Stout.
I think this might be my first Arkansas beer.
You guys forgot to play the ABV game on the last one. This is another ABV game one.
Oh, okay.
That's over.
You got to play.
Oops, the daisy.
Scotty,
that game's over, man. I think that qualifies as bad banter between the hosts. Yes.
Shoddy. Oh, man. I'm just going to get up and leave right now.
We don't do that anymore.
That is not industry news.
Yep. It's not industry news at all. One star.
Sweet.
Not bothered by it. I didn't go crawl in the corner for a couple days after that review.
Wait, so are we playing the game? I didn't hear.
Oh. They don't want to play the game.
No, I'll play it. I'll play it.
I put the tape on all these things.
I haven't seen it.
But I taped them.
This is for you ABV game fans.
Yeah, for those who are not fans, there's a button on your top right that skips ahead 15 seconds.
I use that all the time.
Oh, on this show?
And now a word from our...
Hey
guys,
that.
And we're back.
Yeah, the show's out of commercial. I'm like, you realize I can just fast forward you real quick here. Real easy. Bump, bump, bump.
Netflix, I use the rewind. Podcasting, I use the forward. I don't know to go with an educated guess or what I first came up with. Because my first guess is 6'2", so that's what I'm going to go with. But my educated guess is
I'm saying 5'8".
I think Mikey's going to win.
What say you, Nick?
I'm thinking because the name's, what is the name? I don't know.
Forest Queen.
So Forest.
Forest Queen Milk Stout. Little Rock, Arkansas. 4-6. Lost 40 Brewing.
4-6.
I'm going to guess.
All right. You're peeling it off then.
I don't see.
It's in a weird spot.
I'm not used to being up there. I'm not used to being that high.
Fucking A. That's what he said.
Fucking A. I should have gone with my educated guess. 5.3 alcohol by volume.
Ooh.
I would have guessed 5.2.
I guess Nick wins that then.
Yes.
Damn it.
Closest without going
coming
over.
Coming in hot.
I don't think I won it. I don't like that game.
It's milky.
Well, we've the Bearded Brewer 87 yes. on Untapped. On the yes. brand new 3.0 Untapped.
I'm on there.
What have you been caught drinking?
Oh, yeah. You're actually asking me a question.
Yep.
Jake from State Farm brought me a 6-pack of Just Outstanding cans. Thank you. They are good. However, I'm disappointed because he had gone to Kern relatively that same time and Save Mart had gotten their second shipment, which I think was like 2/7 of February. He got me the January cans.
Oh,
we've been drinking that old shit. It's still damn good. It's still so good. So I've been drinking some J.O. I was out at the parents' house, so me and the stepdad enjoyed a Bravo, a 12-ounce Bravo, and I can confirm that was the proper amount of barrel-aged beer to have, which would have been 6 ounces. So good. We also shared an Alaskan smoked porter, which I believe replaces the Stone smoked porter in my eyes. And it is, I think it's alder smoked, so they actually give you the wood.
Oh, alder.
Yeah, you know. Because some people
on say, alder or in alder.
It's
where alder, was the alder in reference to the
smoked malt. So the malt is smoked and roasted with the alder wood.
Damn it.
So
this does not help me.
Let's see. I was in Spokeasy and J-Vox was pouring. Heard of it. And I sat down and there was New Glory, which Spokeasy is known for having fresh beers. So I saw New Glory Pale, and then they had Citraholic, and I'm all, which way do I go? Because I know both of those are going to be fresh and good. And he's all, dude, just go Citraholic. And I was like, we both know that's what I was thinking. So I enjoyed one of those.
The nice thing about having only – they only have 5 taps, right, at Spokeasy?
6.
6. The nice thing about having a small tap list is they go through shit quick. So you're, like you're saying with Spoke, you're pretty much guaranteed anything you're getting out of the keg is fresh.
Yeah, they don't.
There's no time for them to have a beer sitting on for a while.
No, they go through stuff quickly and they get stuff quickly. So rest assured there. There is a venue that I won't name, Strummers, but they had just gotten a bunch of Southgate beers in, and I had found out
from a
reliable source that they may have put a Deadwood Porter on after the line was previously with Gates of Blood.
Whoa.
So, which is a blood orange IPA.
So it's a blend now.
And so you kind of took a sip and you're like, what's that? And you take a burp and you're like, that's blood orange. And so it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Not at all. But I was not necessarily wanting to end my night with a blood orange porter.
Oh.
So. And they did have blood orange on draft. So that was my peeve, was it ran out and they switched the beer that was on there, which I understand that's what you do. You rotate things, but that was a potent flavor.
Gotta clean that line.
So
some of those.
And then I made a beer bench. So go check that out. Search Perfect Pour.
You can literally see something he was caught drinking.
So
on our YouTube channel, the Perfect Pour's YouTube channel.
I figured out how to use iMovie and I did trim out a couple of spaces where I stumbled. And I enjoyed a My Bloody Valentine, which I feel is a very underrated beer from Alesmith. And it is very good. And it is a small time of relevance for me. But, you know, whether you like
it. A new beer bench is out there with Matt. And, next week, there's going to be one with a guy trying to open a beer with a hammer.
It's hammer time.
Hammer down.
I was surprised by that. I mean, we can talk about this more off air.
Oh, you saw it? You watched it?
I may have saw it pop up while my video was buffering.
It was awesome.
I mean, that was that was impressive. I mean, the engineer that came up with that, and he's like, oh, you could throw all the blunt shit at it you want, and
yeah,
it'll survive.
Or does it?
Or does it? You don't know. We'll see next week on the beer bench. A man tries to open a beer with a can or with a hammer. Ball peen hammer.
Technical term.
It was a 16-ounce ball peen hammer, by the way.
Oh, okay. Mm. Was that an indie hammer? 16?
I don't know. Okay. Just making a guess.
It feels like an 8.
You don't know your hammer ounce,
the
bro?
Beer bench. Yeah. Everyone's talking about the beer bench on YouTube.
It's the Smedium.
Tangent. Weird Al has a song called Hardware Store, and every 27th customer gets a ball peen hammer free.
Nice.
That's cool. That's something I like to point out when everybody says ball peen hammer.
You like ball peen hammers, don't you?
They're good because you can kind of do body work with them. The only hammer to have. Mm-hmm. The claw hammers aren't too useful on when you're working on cars.
Gotcha. What about a rubber mallet? You ever use those?
Working on cars.
Gotcha.
When you want to have the soft touch.
Yeah. If you want a serious pounding, you go ball peen.
Ball peen.
Even if you're going to use a real hammer sometimes in a Volkswagen, you'll still even use like a brass sleeve so that the brass will take the
force, right?
The force.
There's a new podcast for you guys now. Bodywork podcast.
We're talking about hitting shit with hammers.
Hammer podcast. And it's not about MC Hammer. It's about hammers.
Yeah.
He could show up, though, if he has any tips.
He's got any hammer tips.
He does have those sticking hook commercials now. So
nice.
He could tell us all the things hammers are not good for. I'm done with my
tip. The Nick 80.
What are we doing?
Untapped. What you've been caught drinking?
Well, my tubes are still warming up, so the only thing I remember.
Come on, tubes.
The only thing I cannot remember this weekend at all. So I'm just going to tell you my Tuesday evening
it was
beer
super.
Was a 19th anniversary barrel aged Old Rasputin.
19th anniversary.
Yeah.
How many
anniversaries? XIX, right?
Which like where are they at now? How old was it?
That's this year's.
Oh, okay.
That's the latest release from North Coast as far as their barrel aging is concerned. So next year is the big 20 for North Coast. I wonder if they're going to do something special. Specialty.
Sith Lords are specialty.
Oh, and the taco party.
Pine and Palm.
Roger's getting ready to release an oatmeal stout next.
Oh.
Yay. Looking forward to that.
Me too.
I still can't remember what I drank over the weekend, so. Oh, I had the, there was a second batch of Fruitlands Modern Times? Blood Orange Goza. I think that's a new freshie in town.
New freshie.
And... Oh, we did Tioga Friday night. Had a rush hour, the Lana Coffee rush hour. And have you met Ted? I can't remember the first beer that I had at Tioga.
Didn't you have a triple dry hop?
It was triple dry hop, Equinox.
Good old style. TDH.
That's good old right. TDH. That was my weekend.
Yeah, I past couple of Fridays, the cousin and brother have shown up. You might have mentioned that, but I'm very.
I did not mention Steven was with us. Yes, yeah. we were so brewery shopping, and then when we're done brewery shopping, we end up at Tioga.
You guys Steven are still Zach? Out there scouting.
Steven Zach
trying love to research how to put together a tap room.
DVZ, yeah, he's looking. He wants to find a place like right now. Yeah.
Right. Like yesterday. Yeah.
What we got here?
So,
is it gold?
You know, Mikey, you might be just outstanding here in a second.
Oh, because, yeah, I was caught drinking a just outstanding IPA out of a can.
What?
This week.
Where?
And it wasn't here, but it's here now.
How you get this?
How you get? Bells from Dorktown Podcast. He had some because he got it at Willow Shell.
Yeah.
Willow Shell is becoming a hot commodity right now.
He's probably liking that Willow Shell stepped up their game.
He's right there.
That's his taint of the woods.
Aren't the signs brown on that side of the street?
They are. They are.
Yeah, it's the same parking lot.
He did not turn around.
It's the same parking lot as House of Pendragon.
Woo!
I was hoping he'd play the new song, though.
Oh.
Oh.
He's too busy over here.
He's pouring beer.
Too busy pouring beer, bro. Well, I did have that on Dorktown, the last Dorktown.
Ooh, we could play ABV game if this you guys didn't look.
Oh, I didn't look.
Scotty,
God,
did you look?
It smells good.
No, I checked in, though.
Don't look away. Look away.
Wait, you have to tap on it to actually see it, though, right?
Just stop looking at your phone. Play the game.
Okay.
Single IPA, shower beer. This is my go-to shower beer.
You know what? I remember seeing it now.
6.5.
Because I talked about me in the shower?
Yes, right.
Okay. 6.5.
It brought it all back.
We're going to have to slice this one, so I'm going 6.6.
All right.
6.5 and 6.6. Ooh. The closest without going over is the brother. This is 6.8%.
Ooh, burn. Feel that, Mike.
6.5 to 6.8 is the sweet spot for an IPA for me. It's the... What do you call that in baseball? Other than the sweet spot, isn't there another term?
That's it.
Oh, okay. It's not like the box, or the glory hole, or something.
No.
Good old glory hole.
The hook, line, sinker, or something.
Yep, the hook, line, sinker.
Ah, the sinker. Oh yeah. The hook, line, and stinker is not what you're
looking for. I also, come on, guys. This is the bad banter between Hells.
Oh, sorry.
Falling into.
It's not very beer industry. I'm just
not right a beer industry enough, guys. Popolo's Pizza. I was there.
Nice.
Obviously, I talked about that. The game room situation. Fire and Hops from House of Pendragon, the Red Ale. I'm having pizza. I think that you're required to have a Red Ale.
Fire right? and Hops.
It's the rules.
The rules. I didn't make them up. Sidecar Orange Pale from Sierra Nevada. Had that at Chili's, guys.
Oh, shit.
Chili's has craft beer. Not fucking around. They
Can
got it.
Can we edit this part out, please?
Nope. They got the Chili's. Hey, my daughter loves the Chili's. And guess what they have at Chili's? They have bottomless soup and salad for $8. And you get all the salad and soup you want for $8 and just keep drinking.
Sir, you're still not impressing us.
What?
Tortilla soup. I wasn't even listening to you.
Tortilla soup, man. This last time I was there, I had two bowls. The time before, I had three bowls, tortilla soup. She's like, do you want another? I'm like, yeah, why not?
God, so much
bring the tortilla
so
soup.
So much liquid.
Yep. And I also have a Diet Pepsi and I have a beer going. So wow. I have tortilla soup, Diet Pepsi, and beer.
What?
All going at the same time.
How'd your Saturday go?
That's exactly what it looked like in the toilet, too.
Yeah, go!
That's a lot of fluids.
Wow. So they have an all-day IPA usually, but their keg was gone of that. So I went with the sidecar, which was a fine beer.
What were their local options?
They have a Tioga. They have the red. The
Firefall.
Firefall. They have Firefall.
I guess 12 taps isn't quite enough, is it?
No. Evil Twin Citra Sunshine Slacker. I had some more of that. I think we had that on the show last week.
We did.
But I had some more of that 4-pack. Rush Hour from Tioga Sequoia.
Yay.
And I had a Citraholic from Beechwood. Again, Bells brought that. He got that at Shell.
Wow.
The Willow Shell.
You bastard.
Citraholic.
Is he like your best friend again? He's like, hey, can I come over? You're like, hey, yeah,
now
you can.
Now we're again best friends.
Is that why we don't see him anymore?
It was so fun. But that was, the last couple batches of Citraholic haven't been that impressive. This one was super excellent. I'm endorsing this current batch of Citraholic. Also from a Modern Times, the new Triton Project IPA.
It's in my fridge.
Oh.
There's kegs in the valley.
I have. Oh, there's kegs.
Kegs.
Who has the keg?
I cannot tell you this yet.
What?
But there's kegs in
there. Why you not tell us? We're the this is the show that breaks the freaking news.
It starts with a salad bar and ends with a pizza.
Oh, holy shit.
Sweet tomatoes.
Yes.
Yes, sweet tomatoes. Finally going to get some
Craft Beer Headquarters.
Oh, I miss the West Shaw sweet tomatoes so desperately.
That was Karen's first job was sweet tomatoes.
Oh, really?
West Shaw.
Was she in the salad bar itself or was she
out? She was the checker.
I guarantee she checked us out. I guarantee it. Because we went in there every week. The West Shaw.
Every.
Sweet tomatoes week. Every dang week. So that's about all I've been caught drinking. Have you? I wrote a post on the Fresnan about Chipotle.
Damn it!
And referencing that, I've never gotten a beer at Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Have you ever got? Have you guys ever gotten a beer at Chipotle?
I don't think they have beer. Do they?
No, yeah, they do.
They do.
They got it. I think it's Corona. I want to say, but
it's yeah. You're. I've had typical.
The Bohemia Lager. Before.
Bohemia Lager.
Yeah.
Bohemia.
Did it come
Bohemia.
With some Rhapsody?
Bohemia. No Rhapsody, please. Can I have Rhapsody. A Bohemia Robert Bohemia with no Rhapsody, please? No,
sans Rhapsody.
Double Bohemia, no Rhapsody.
Double that Bohemia.
Fun fact, I've only eaten at Chipotle 3 times.
Whoa. That's a rarity these days.
Had that tonight.
I'm in like 4, maybe 5 tops.
I'm a Wahoos guy.
I haven't been there that
many times. Oh, Wahoos guy, huh?
Wahoos is my jam.
I reference in the post, it's wrong as a Fresnan to go into Chipotle as much as I do, being as we're the Mexican food capital.
Right.
And I'm going into Chipotle. But
corporate Mexican
I still do food. It. Yep.
Yeah.
Dare you.
As long as you just call it food and not.
Yeah. Just food. Yeah, it's just food. I do. I don't go into Chipotle thinking I'm getting Mexican food. Yeah. I'm going into Chipotle to get Chipotle food.
Can I get more verde sauce, please?
Verde sauce.
Where's your pollo at?
I went into Bobby Salazar's somewhat recently and I'm getting some asada tacos. And the guy behind the counter making them was like, I didn't catch what he said. He said asada tacos, and I didn't hear him. I was like, I'm sorry? He's like, steak tacos. So, like, he thought I didn't know what asada was, and I was like,
nice.
No! Nice. I just didn't hear you!
There's no recovery from that.
Your face is now on the wall.
I'm like, God damn it. I know. Now I'm the guy. Now he thinks I'm a guy that doesn't know what asada means.
Los gringos, like you.
That's a good song.
All right. Dorktown on Untapped. Please friend me because it just helps the newness of the Untapped.
Because he needs friends.
I need friends. I need friends. Can you be my friend?
You need Chipotle friends. Chipotle Have drinking you seen buddies.
My baseball?
I'm changing my Untapped handle to Chipotle drinking buddies.
Good. Paul's most quality work. It makes me reflect more than any of the. Boy, there's a lot. We're gonna have an ultimate Paul throwdown episode at some point here, where we're just like verses or something, or just pick out the ultimate Paul drop/ song. Paul from Fairfax. He has a YouTube channel. You want to follow him? Just so you know.
I'm following him.
Is it Paul in Fairfax or Paul from Fairfax on YouTube? I'm not sure. Cheers to Paul, though. Cheers to Luke Monday, Marcus Albert, Humble Squirrel, Mango Slice, Ryan Payne. He is an Untapped designer. So cheers to Ryan for his new.
Oh, so you are hanging out with those Untapped guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging out with them.
Yeah. I see how it is.
We're pretty tight. We're liking each other's check-ins all the time.
Oh, I liked yours. You liked mine.
Oh.
That's great.
Oh, you're still up? You up?
Still drinking, huh?
Oh. Matt, any cheers?
Yeah.
Our golden gods, maybe? Our golden gods of the perfect poor who donate money to the show? Our patrons? Maybe. Big cheers. No new golden gods that I saw this week, but cheers to all our current golden gods, like Scotty B for one.
Yay, me.
Yay, Scotty B.
I'm a winner.
Yeah, I'm a winner. That, by the way, oh, thank God I did this. It gave me some time here, Matt. Next week, $20 challenge. Because of the patrons, because of the golden gods, we're going to do a $20 challenge. All three of us, we get $20 each from the patrons. We're going to, the challenge is to come up with your best, the best you can do with $20, what you can come to the show with. Is it one beer? Is it multiple beers that add up to $20? What is your best version you can do in this next week?
Keystone 72 pack.
This is next. Last time we did it, I don't remember what I did last time, but I'll have to go back and find it. But so our second time doing our $20 challenge.
Where was I on the first one? I don't remember this $20 challenge.
Yeah, we did a $20 challenge with our patron money. Me,
I must have been going through tried some to hard find times
the best something. Thing we could do. So look for that next week.
I'm playing this time. I'm
all right.
In.
All right, you can do it too. Listeners can do it too. Spend $20, see what the best you can do, your best options. Matt, you have any cheers?
Yes, cheers out to Eric Gross. You guys may not know him from a digital standpoint, but he is a gentleman that often is a patron of Goldstein's, local pub in town, and he is one of the most humble and awesome persons. You just walk in, he knows your name, you say, how's it going? You could share a beer, he might buy you a shot if you go to, you know, somewhere else. He's just overall an awesome person.
Damn it, I want to be that guy.
Right? He just chills at the end of the bar. He knows everybody's name. He's not Norm, but, you know. But he's just awesome. So cheers out to him.
You got to leave your house in order to be that guy, man.
Ah. Sorry.
Well, you could go in there and say, hey, I know Matt. You know Matt. And he'd be like, oh, you're cool.
Yes.
So, here's a shot.
Yeah. That would be a quick. You can get in there quickly.
In. I'm in.
Oh, ooh. There's still some goblin.
Oh, damn it. Too slow.
You can get, no, there's plenty.
Ooh.
Cheers out to everybody that listens to the show. Cheers to people that leave us reviews. Even if you hate us, that's still a review.
It's still a review.
You got to balance the scale somehow. And is that the sunburns right here?
No, that guy over there still is
cut. Okay. Wow, he's trying to cut me out.
Just trying to fill some dead air.
He's like, can we just ignore?
Yeah, let's just ignore.
I thought I was killing time till somebody ended this thing.
This is looking juicy.
It does look juicy. Tastes juicy, too.
So, cheers to Roger for the Taco Party Crowler.
Yeah.
Possible shower crowler adventure.
That would be worthy.
Cheers to Jason, who runs a page called The Proper Pour.
Mm. Oh, is he suing us?
No, he's not right now, anyway.
Yeah, don't.
Don't give him ideas.
Yeah.
No, they're not a podcast. They're a beer enjoyment group.
Hmm.
Also drinking at Pine and Palm tonight.
I enjoy beers, too.
And David... I'm going to mess this up. Mochizuki. He posted to our page about the whole 12-ounce versus 22-ounce debate that seems to be going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More and more brewers think they need to tell me how much beer I can handle. And I say, fuck off.
That's the trend, guys. 12-ounce bottles. The bombers are going away.
Tell them.
I think Mikey
tell
just them, went away. I'm upset by this.
Hey. Fuck off.
Cheers to Scotty B for mulling us some beers back
home. Yeah, man. Thank you for doing that, Scotty B, and that whole group gang that hung out. I know I don't push like getting together, going out myself and stuff, but I super love that listeners are getting together and organizing and doing stuff together. I very much appreciate that. I don't want to act like I don't. I think that's super freaking awesome. And I love seeing you guys all get together down there. Any listeners that can get together and meet each other and stuff and hang out and have some beers is super rad to me. So cheers to that.
Well, cheers to you, because I wouldn't even know any of those people if it wasn't for you, Mikey. I wouldn't. And those.
Well, it's a show, not, you know, not me.
Come on, Mikey. Come on. Come on. Cheers to you guys. What are we talking about now? And cheers to all those other Perfect Four listeners. It was a really great experience.
Thanks for hanging out.
Ah, shucks. Anytime.
Thanks for being here, Skyby.
Ah, you're going to make me blush.
Now get out and then come back next time.
Get the hell out of here.
You only come back with more beer.
Go mule more beer.
$20 challenge.
Mule more beer. Yeah, here's your $20 challenge. Where can you get with $20 gas? What beers can you get with that?
Ooh. Avenue 16 beers.
There's nothing out on Avenue 16, bro. Trust me.
Secret.
I love this song.
Avenue 15 and a half has a Riley's with the industrial, very industrial Riley's that you can get lost in. That live, we're listening to it live. Not that we don't.
We always do.
Enjoyment.
This is always recorded on Friday, and the music is always live. Everything and the points live. Are made up.
PerfectPoorPod.com, PerfectPoorPod on social media.
559-492-0542.
YouTube channel's there to hang out at in between shows. Tell all your little buddies, little beer drinking buddies, little beer geeks. Say, there's a fun show. They have all kinds of great banter between themselves. They won't talk about industry stuff.
No.
Like I want. I want my shows to talk industry, damn it. Important industry news.
Cicerone ratings.
I think they only have one Cicerone.
I am CBS.
That's right.
That's right.
Legit. Okay.
I'm Cicerone over here.
You want industry? We got your industry.
Well, we got a BJCP and we got a Cicerone in the room.
10-second homebrewing tip. Sky B, go.
Don't over-sparge. Fuck it, just don't sparge.
Fuck sparging. Sparging's bad. Yay! I thought I would try it live this time.
Glad that's over.
That was an experience.